The Quantum Increments of Progress, written by Z. Charnot, June 6, 1998, Part 2. Heading, Scale Significance. The highly intermittent character of energy becomes more and more pronounced at smaller scales, especially at the nuclear and subnuclear scales. The contrast between classical mechanics and classical physics, and quantum mechanics and relativity, is partly defined by the scale of the observations and the measurements. Quantum mechanics applies to the microcosm. Relativity applies to the large scale of the megacosm. Classical mechanics, Newtonian physics, applies to the macrocosm, wherein infinite continuity is presumed. Classical mechanics, Newtonian physics, believes smoothly varying increments of any force or of any energy are possible. They aren't. Heading, the directions and the progressions of change, of flux, and of flow. The eventfulness, the constant and continuous change, flux, or flow, in the composition of substance, of form, and of energy, and its expression in matter or mass, occurs in intermittent increments. These intermittent increments occur with a direction and with a progression. Heading, entropic and counter-entropic forces. There are entropic or disordering forces, and there are counter-entropic or ordering forces. There is a kind of metabolism of all substance and of all form. There is a building up and a breaking down of all substance and of all form. The directions and the progressions of these entropic or counter-entropic forces generate advancement and evolution. Advance what? In what direction? By what means? Evolve what? In what way? At what rate? What constitutes onward motion? Onward in what way? What characterizes the increments of progress? In this document, I speak in particular of an advancement of humankind as a species. I speak of 1. An advancement of the human mind, 2. An advancement of being for humankind, and 3. An advancement of human culture and of human civilization. Here I speak of relevant and related moral consistency and continuity affecting humankind especially, but also affecting life in general. Relevant and related moral consistency and continuity are matters involving 1. The function and the use of life, 2. The function and the use of mind, and 3. The function and the use of being. Heading, moral and hypermoral. Ordinarily, to be moral means to heed, to acknowledge, to take into account other life or other people in determining one's behavior. Here, in this document, more than physical behavior is meant when considering morality. Mental and emotional behavior is incorporated. What we think, what we imagine, and what we feel. Beyond the foregoing definition, moral means taking into account everyone and everything in one's doing, in one's thinking, in one's imagining, in determining that to which one directs one's attention, and in determining that from which one withholds one's attention. Heading, attention. Attention is a powerful area of concern because anything to which you give your attention is also something with which you exchange energy and pattern. It is easy to agree that sensory input will affect one. It is even easy to agree that the sensory input will combine with patterns of perception to produce rather large changes, even traumatic changes, changes in state, and or changes in behavior. Amplification as a heading. These changes can be very disproportionately great compared to the sensory input energy. Beyond the sensory input, beyond the patterns of perception, the charges making up each atom, each molecule, never have the same increment of energy composing their structure at any two adjacent increments of time, as quoted by Hermann Weyl. There is, ever and always, a flow of energy and of pattern into and through every charged structure, in every atom, and in every molecule. There is no energy without a pattern, and there is no pattern without energy. Heading: Relating Power. This flow of energy and pattern provides a connectedness via circuits, networks, and matrices connecting atoms and molecules rather than forms and surfaces. This raises the two questions: what determines the source of energy flowing into each charged structure? And what determines the target for the emission of energy from the charge? Resonance and reverberance contribute to these determinations. Kinds and degrees of similarity and difference contribute to these determinations. Resonance and reverberance, and the kinds and the degrees of similarity and difference, will be discussed later in this document, organized under the heading of the abstraction spectrum. These factors of proximity, posture, scale, and relatedness will be shown to follow interdependently from the understanding of matrix, potentiation, catalysis, experience, signification, and transformation. The paths of connection or of linkage form a matrix of force and of flow, of energy and of pattern. The nodes of the network are similar enough to gain connections and different enough to benefit from the connections via the motions of force and flow. Which node opens, allows, yields, and receives is dependent upon the system gain possible. This metaphorical connection is a form of multiplication, combination, and selection, or allowing or disallowing. Heading: A Progression in Morality. When the function and the use of life, the function and the use of mind, and the function and the use of being is more moral, there is a progression in morality, a broader and a deeper and perhaps more wide-ranging morality. If consistency and continuity is gained, there is a progression in morality. Heading: Motives and Morality. Morality can be characterized as a progression in the determination of motives, why we do what we do, why we think what we think, why we imagine what we imagine, why we intend what we intend. Motives which are moral are those which heed an ever larger or more extensive context, scheme, network, matrix, or circuit of relationship, over which or through which a greater flow and a more diverse flow occurs. Please proceed to part 3.